It's All Things Considered. I'm Jennifer White. Detroit's mayoral race is down to just two. Mike Duggan, former CEO of the Detroit Medical Center, and Benny Napoleon, Wayne County Sheriff. Sheriff Napoleon recently released what he calls his One Square Mile initiative, focused on reducing crime in Detroit by 50%, and he joins us now. Sheriff Napoleon, welcome to the program.
Oh, thank you so much, Jennifer. How are you?
Doing well, thank you. So your plan focuses on crime reduction. Why have you made this your top priority?
When you go throughout this community, the biggest issue we have among the many, and I'm not suggesting by any means that this is the only issue, but this is an issue that has plagued this community for many, many years. I mean, every week, as we watch the news daily, there are major issues about violent crime that's occurring in our community. We need to get Detroit's crime off of the national dialogue, out of the national discussion, affirm Detroit as a safe city, a livable, walkable, sustainable city, not just downtown, midtown, Greektown, and Corktown, but in the neighborhoods where folks live and work and worship every single day.
What are the major barriers to reducing crime in the city?
Well, one of the major barriers is people finally recognizing that you have to put sufficient resources to attack the problems that we have. And what has happened is we have, as I was reducing crime in this community by 30%, resources were shifted away from the police department to other entities that were also having issues, which means that now that we have gotten to what was deemed to be an acceptable level of violence, which I never thought was acceptable, we start working on doing other things. The fact is, until we are affirmed as a safe city, that has to be the continuous priority of anyone in leadership in this community. So recognizing we cannot do it with the number of police officers that we have. Certainly we can do a better job deploying people and with the resources that we have. But if you're really trying to make this a safe city, you can't do it with the number of people that we have in this agency right now.
So what are the key components of your One Square Mile initiative, things that you think will move the city in that direction?
The only way that's been proven to reduce crime is using proven methods. That's crime prevention, community policing, directed enforcement, problem-oriented policing, and a data-driven approach to crime. Using those five principles, we're going to go into a community every square mile. We're going to assign a police officer who's going to be responsible for making sure that these communities are livable, walkable, and sustainable in the neighborhood where the people live. Organizing the community in a way that it's never been organized, knowing every church pastor, knowing every principal in the school, knowing every business owner, knowing every community organization, and ultimately knowing every citizen in that square mile. So it goes back to the days where that person is like a beat cop that everybody knows is there, it's going to be there all the time. And if you've got an issue that's a non-emergency, they'll take care of it. If it's an emergency issue, you dial 911, and this officer becomes the backup to the responding personnel.
It also sounds, though, as if you're going to be asking police officers to do more with less or before you're able to put the kind of investment into the department that you think is really needed.
Well, I'm going to ask everybody to do one very simple thing. I'm not going to ask anyone to do anything extraordinary. I'm going to ask everybody to do something very ordinary in an extraordinary way. So that's really the way to change things. We're going to do the simple things, but we're going to do them in an extraordinary way. Get people to help their neighbors clean up. Get businesses to help their community become clean and safe and vibrant for the seniors and kids who live in it and all the residents. We're going to organize in a way that will really make people take ownership of their community. Anytime people take true ownership of something, they get pride in it. They get energetic and enthusiastic about it. So we want people to be energized and enthusiastic about living in their neighborhood and knowing that they're living someplace very special because they have the support of the government and the police department in the city to come in and make their place a place that they want to come home to.
Benny Napoleon is Wayne County Sheriff. He's also a candidate for Detroit Mayor. Sheriff Napoleon, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you.